The Coca-Cola Company presents Spotlight Review, starring Spike Jonze and the City Slickers and Dorothy Shay, the Park Avenue Hillbilly, with Toodles Weaver and our guests for this evening, the singing star of stage, screen, and radio, John Lorenz. And now, Spike Jonze and the City Slickers create for us the exotic atmosphere of the Orient, with its heavily scented, mysterious nights and the soft melody of weird instruments as they put us under the spell of Hindustan.
Jones is something new in all-girl orchestra. These are all men. But if I did have an all-girl orchestra, I'd like them to look like the Park Avenue Hillbilly, Dorothy Shay.
Hello, everybody. And Spike, what's all this talk about all-girl orchestras? Are you thinking along those lines?
Can you show me any better lines to think along?
Be serious, Spike. With an all-girl orchestra, you'll have to be very tactful.
I'll be tactful.
And you'll have to work very hard.
I'll work hard.
And you'll have to be interested in the girls only from a business standpoint.
I'll work hard.
Oh, Spike, I think the whole idea is silly.
Silly, Dorothy, look where Phil Spitalny is. And all he started out with was his violin and a magic Evelyn.
That's Evelyn and her magic violin.
Oh.
What girl musicians could you get?
Well, I could get Zelda and her zany zither, Bertha and her broken-down bassoon, and Chessie and her tantalizing tuba.
Chessie and her tantalizing tuba?
Yeah, what a girl. Even her tuba wears a sweater. Dorothy, maybe you know some girl musicians.
Well, I know one girl that plays a cello, but she's bow-legged.
Well, with those legs, what else could she play? Where does this gal come from, anyhow?
So she comes from Flat River, Missouri.
Tell me more about her, will you, Dorothy?
Okay.
This is a story of a gal who lived down Missouri way. Oh, what a pity how she hated all the city and her heart she did obey. Oh, she comes from Flat River, Missouri. And her name is Minnie Lou. There's a boy in Flat River, Missouri. And he loves Minnie too. Now Minnie just wasn't contented. As the hours began to last, she got busy and bought her a ticket. Took to the city, told her loved one a Jew. Now he's in a ditty, cause all he wants to do is to be with her. Now he sits home alone every evening, and he's slowly wasting away, crying many come back to Flat River. Flat River, I'm in the but many forgotten Flat River, and she won't go 'cause she struck it rich in the city. Tan and gold from a rich old man. Oh, man, it's who? Oh, man, it's who? She has wed a millionaire. Well, wouldn't you? Now she's wearing jewels, 'cause she has learned that men can be such fools. But do you think that Minnie is happy just being a rich man's wife? Is she happier here than in Flat River? You darn too. I'd be happier too, wouldn't you?
Well, it looks like we can't get Minnie Lou. However, the Flickers and myself have dreamed up an idea for your approval based on Irving Berlin's great tune, Show Business, A Cavalcade of the Theater. The theater of musical comedy, drama, and good old fast disappearing vaudeville. It used to be in vaudeville.
Hello, Pat.
Hello, Mike.
Hey, Pat, what show is this?
Why, Mike, this is the Joan Shea Show.
You Joan Shea Show.
Now I know why vaudeville disappeared so fast. Here we go, folks, with Shelter.
Last night?
Yeah, I know. I saw you with her.
And how folk would come for miles to snow and sleet and fog. They laugh and quit their sides and have fat strokes and little big dogs.
Ross, I give you some liver if you count up to three for the nice people. Good, Gus. Now show the nice people how much is two and two. No, Gus, you're a little mixed up. How much is two and two? No, Gus, what is lost with you? We start over again. Count up to three. Good.
Tommy pulled a blindfold on to add to your dismay. While the two would go from row to row, then call to him and say,
Ronnie, can you tell me what the young man has on his finger?
A watch.
No, Swami, on his finger. Listen now.
Nail polish?
No, Swami, you fathead. Listen and think.
How can I think when those bells ring?
Ring, absolutely right.
There's no people like Joe. People may smile when they are low. Yesterday they told you you would not go far. That night you opened and there you are. Next thing is you're dressing up and looking at star. Let's go on without show. Let's go on without show.
Yes, Dorothy?
I love your vaudeville show, and I know a singer you should get.
I know who you mean, a young man who's done some fine work in pictures and is now becoming one of our most popular singers. Ladies and gentlemen, John Lorenz.
Thank you, folks. Hello, Spike and Dorothy. Nice to be here.
We're glad to have you, Don.
Oh, especially after we saw you in those pictures, A Walk in the Sun and Arc of Triumph. And then when we heard some of your song recordings, John, that cinched it.
Tell me, John, you miss California?
Oh, yes, I do, but once in a while you've got to get out of California to go somewhere else.
Yeah, that's what they kept telling me all the time.
Oh, Spike, John's waiting to sing.
We're all waiting to hear him sing. Ladies and gentlemen, John Lorenz sings All Dressed Up with a Broken Heart.
I'm all dressed up with a broken heart, pretending I'm with you. Someone else in my arms only brings back your charm. It's a game I just can't have it through. When I'm alone, then the teardrops start. I realize I'm all dressed up with a broken heart and still in love with you. teardrops fall, I can realize it's true. I'm all dressed up with a broken heart and still in love with you.
That's great singing, John, and the sale of your records proves it. And now, Mike Wallace.
There's something mighty hospitable about those benches some communities put out at bus stops so that folks can relax while they're waiting. Another invitation to relax while you're waiting comes whenever you see a friendly sign that says Coca-Cola. It's around the corner from almost anywhere at fountain, lunchroom, service station, food store, department store. And always, ice cold Coke is a hospitable invitation to enjoy the pause that refreshes.
Spotlight is back on Dorothy Shea. What's the scene, Dorothy?
Oh, a romantic scene.
The soft lights.
Mm-hmm. And sweet music.
And then you'd say,
when you walk, when you talk, with the one you love, do you know John? Lucky you are when you stroll hand in hand neath the moon above. Does your heart sing how lucky you are? There's so many hearts in this world of ours, but sometimes the dream will come true when the one that you love is in love with you. That's the sweetest of blessings by far, and you don't know how lucky you are. Sometimes a dream will come true when the one that you love is in love with you. That's the sweetest of blessings by far, and you don't know how lucky.
Now we have a young man whose amazing voice has caused tons of mail to come pouring in. Some of the letters he answered personally, the rest were turned over to the proper authorities. And here he is, City Slicker Doodles Weaver at Professor Fiedelbach.
Thank you. I will now attempt the classic ballad, Oh, Susanna. Delightful. If I may so say with modesty, and I doubt it, music maestro, please. Oh, Susanna. Yes, that's right. Yes, I'm in voice tonight particularly well. Oh, I come from Bamahala. I come from Alabama. I come from Alabama with my Bijo on my band. With my Bojan on my bee. With a band tee after me. Oh, I come from Alabama with my banjo on my knee, and I'm going to Louisiana, my true love 4-1. 4-1, that's good odds. Quarter to one sounds like a doctor's hour. Folks, you know, I know all about doctoring. At Stanford University, I took medicine for 6 years. Never did get well. I'm going to Louisiana, my true love for the sea. It rained all night the day I left, the weather was so dry. You know, those are the real words. Well, they're worse than the ones I make up. When you hear these ones, listen to this. The sun's so hot, I froze to death. How about that? That's impossible. Oh, well. The sun's so hot, I froze to death. Susanna, don't you die. Susanna, don't you fry. Bananas in the sky. Reminds me of a band leader I work for named Banana. Joe Banana and his bunch. Susanna, you're too fat for me. You can have her, you are, you're too fat for me. Wrong song. Oh, Susanna, don't you die for me. Bake a pie for me. Tie my tie for me. Tie. You like this tie I'm wearing? I had to buy 12 of them. The man didn't have change for a dollar. For I'm going to Louisiana. Ah, Louisiana, what a state. That's the state where they have the most beautiful horses. Horses! And there they go. Heading for home. It's beating Sanford's front. Terrific Taylor is second. Father Gallano third. And it's Garter in the stretch. Garter in the stretch! I throw the ball to the
magnificent, Professor. Change of scenery and we move to the west for the roundup. John Lorenz, Dorothy Shea, and the City Slickers are all decked out in cowboy style for Sierra Madre, Don't Fence Me In, and San Antonio Road.
I look for the treasure of Sierra Madre. From the tales of her told, there were mountains of gold buried there. I looked for the treasure of Sierra Madre. When a soft echo came and it carried your name through the air, I didn't find a fortune I was looking for. I didn't find the fortune I found much more. For you are the treasure of Sierra Madre. And your love is the gold that I tenderly hold in my arms.
Hey, stick around, John. Sing this one with me, huh?
Okay.
Oh, give me land like the land on the starry skies above. Don't fence me in. Take it.
Oh, let me ride through the wide open country that I love. Oh, don't send me in.
Let me be by myself in the evening breeze. Listen to the murmur of the cottonwood trees. Send me off forever, but I ask you please. Don't send me in, just turn me loose. Let me straddle my old saddle underneath the western sky. My kite, let me wander over yonder till I see the mountains rise. I want to ride to the ridge where the west commences. Gaze at the moon until I lose my senses. Can't look at harbors and I can't stand fences. Don't fence me in.
Thank you.
speaking for the Coca-Cola Company, saying whoever you are, whatever you do, wherever you may be, when you think of refreshment, think of Coca-Cola. For ice-cold Coca-Cola makes any pause the pause that refreshes. Now here is Spike and Dorothy.
Well, that brings down the curtain on tonight's show, folks. And Dorothy, I've got a great idea for an act for you and me.
Oh, wonderful, Spike. What do we do?
Well, the curtain goes up and I sing, dance, and tell a few jokes. Then the curtain comes down. Then the curtain goes up again and I come out and play four or five musical instruments. Then the curtain comes down. Then I come out.
Hey, wait a minute, Spike. Where do I come in?
Dorothy, that curtain doesn't work by itself.
Good night, Spike. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Be sure to listen next Friday night when Spike and Dorothy will have as their guests the famous Mills Brothers. Dorothy will be huge and Spike and Button. Spike and the Slickers will do their version of I Kiss Your Hand, Madam. And the Mills Brothers wrap it up with Paper Dolls. Hear the pause that refreshes on the air next Sunday on the same CBS station with Jane Coleman, Percy Bates, and your host, Roger Pryor. Spike Jones and the City Slickers will visit Milwaukee, Evansville, Louisville, Cincinnati, Springfield, and Dayton. Between now and next Friday, Spotlight with you. This is CBS, Columbia Broadcasting System.